Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, just like to make a couple of comments before we go back to Nancy and Rand. Some of the stuff that we're talking about, one of them was that, just briefly, very brief, Mr. Buddy sent this piece of paper to me. I think I read on the air about 2 or 3 months ago. It said 11 United States cities now rank among the 50 most dangerous in the world. Get this. Baltimore, Maryland, Memphis, Tennessee, and Detroit. Those are the first three named. They are ranked among the 20 most dangerous cities on the planet. Baltimore ranks number 15th in the world. This is in the world, keep in mind, with Memphis as number 18 and Detroit number 19, Memphis being more dangerous than Detroit. I'd also like to mention, Rand said, we never hear a word about anything happening to Eliza Fletcher. He's right. Eliza Fletcher was the lady, precious lady, young lady, 34 years old, two beautiful children, white children. She was abducted by this guy named Cleotho Abston Henderson, whatever the hell his name is. That's supposed to be his name. He was abducted by her. I mean, he abducted her in September of last year. And, you know, nothing has been said about her. We hadn't heard a peep out of her. We hadn't heard a peep out of this Cleotho Abston Henderson. And you can't find out when his trial's coming up. Nothing. And there's no memorials for the young lady, for Eliza Fletcher. But get this. They had a memorial run in Atlanta, Georgia, 2 or 3 weeks ago, in honor of this Ahmaud Arbery. Ahmaud Arbery was the black felon, the serial felon, who was he attacked the McMichaels down there in Georgia, and in the fight he caused his own death. They were fighting the McMichaels over the shotgun, and the gun went off and killed him. They had a memorial run for him in Atlanta, and here in Memphis for Ahmaud Arbery. And we were just talking about that judge said the judge talked about him. Oh, he was a young man whose dreams were cut short. And they were damn sure were cut short. But I'd like to make this other comment here, too, people, before we go back to our other fellows. Rand mentioned gun laws. I'm going to tell you, people, I know I'm talking to the choir, preaching to the preacher. But if we allow the pattern to continue, it's happened all over the world. Anytime a tyrannical dictatorship comes in and takes over, one of the very first things they do is before, like Stalin made anti-Semitism a death sentence. They confiscate all firearms and ammunition. They make you defenseless. The general mentioned that in the first hour. And you know what? That is the only thing standing between us and destruction. Rand is 100% right. If we're disarmed, we're at total mercy of these people. I don't know how in the world these libtards cannot realize that. But I don't want to hammer that. I don't want to take up too much time from y'all. But y'all, it just baffles me. If I think of an analogy in a minute, if I can come to it, a great analogy about that. But anyway, we'll have these libtards thing. But anyway, back to you, Miss Nancy.
Yeah, I just wanted to remind you of something that happened here in Louisville, at a restaurant that's close to where I live at the Olive Garden. There was a black who was whether these Hispanics, one of them ran into his child by accident. Inside of the Olive Garden about 2.5 years ago, the black just pulled out a gun and killed the Hispanic man in front of his family right there in the restaurant.
Damn.
This black man is currently still on home incarceration, and he's not behind bars. This is ridiculous. They know exactly what happened. They know who the victim was, and they know the villain was. This is just another, you know, it's telling us that we cannot stand our ground. This is all, it's really, it's they're preaching to us daily. Don't be a man. Don't stand up for yourself. If you do, you're going to end up behind bars, and the villain is going to be set free.
Yes, and I have a comment. I remember my analogy. I remember the analogy I had about gun control. Disarming we the people, disarming the citizens, thinking you're going to decrease crime, that's the same thing as if you want to reduce the death, people, sober drivers, people that don't drink or take drugs, if you want to reduce their deaths to the highway, you prevent them from driving. You prevent people. So, you know, you have drunks that kill people every day. You don't touch them. You just get the liberals, the libtards, to say, well, we need to get these whites off the road. To save them, we need to get prevent the sober people from driving. That's the same way of you think about it. Anyway, I just happen to think about that. What do you have to think about that, Rand?
Well, it's just a crying shame, y'all, that how far we've sunk as a society. I know we hammer on that, but it's the truth. When you just really stop thinking about how much better this place could be. Just something popped in my mind. I recently posted a picture on my Facebook page. It was a picture from an Ole Miss game back in the early 60s. And they had the Confederate flag. You could see the Confederate flags. You could see the cheerleaders. You could see people sitting in the stands, which was all white folks. And at that time, probably most of the players, if not all, 90% of the players, probably not all, were white. But, you know, people were dressed nicely. They're sitting in there with their sports coats on, their slacks, the top hats and things. They're sitting in there dressed really nicely. And then you look at our society today, and you look what that sports ball, football, football is a good game. And I don't mean to go down a rabbit trail on this, but it's the truth. But now, all we got now is a bunch of glorified blacks, and people eat it up, just like all that we talk about here on this show that's all around us that we're facing. But most of the people sit around, they're waiting, they're counting down the weeks to what? Football.
They sure are.
They can't wait. They can't wait the damn football season comes in so they can go root and holler and hoot about a bunch of damn niggers running up and down the damn football field. And the whole time they're taking their daughters, they're taking their granddaughters, they're running our whole society. It's just outrageous. It's almost words don't even describe what has happened to this country that I live in just my lifetime. I'll be 64 years old September. Just my lifetime, y'all. It is damn unbelievable. And I hate to just rant like that, but it's just so upsetting when you really sit down and you let it all sink in and how far we've fallen. And like I said, how things could be so much better. So
it's the clergy plan.
Right leadership.
That's part of the clergy plan, Rand. They talked about that. This clergy guy. We've covered that before. But then we've had guy from Canada. Oh golly!
Oh, okay. Anyway, I agree
Paul
with you, brother.
Paul Frum.
No doubt.
Yeah, Paul Frum.
I agree with that. It's all by design. Yes.
I totally disagree that we can have peace in this country. I don't think it's possible because of alien forces that we have to live with. Negro will never be at peace with us, and he's going to create problems. I cannot see, even if they think they're Christians or Christianized, I don't see it. I don't see how living in proximity, going to school or being close to these people we can ever be at peace. I don't see it. I can't understand how it it can happen maybe in small towns where there's a very limited number of them and they're more countrified. But I, in cities, I don't see the future for us being at peace with them. I want to talk a little bit about white supremacists. You know, our President Biden, he was at speaking at commencement service at Howard, which is a black university, and he was talking about one of the greatest fears that the blacks have. And of course, he's a race baiter. He's talking about the, you know, that these college graduates have to fear white supremacists, which is turning the world upside down. Of course, we know it's really just the opposite. We have to fear them. And Rand, this kind of goes back years ago. I used to get a publication out of Alabama. It's a beautiful booklet, and had a lot of interesting photographs in it. And I've sent one to Eddie recently, and it defines what these people stupidly call us white supremacists. It shows Alabama children as young as 5 years old working to make a few pennies shucking oysters. This is your white supremacist, and this is what our people had to do to make it.
All day long.
You know, it just makes me sick.
They did all day long.
They all work. All these that Biden talks about, you're right, Miss Nancy. I've listened to I pulled it up on Breitbart, listened to that same speech that Biden made, but he says that crap every.
We gotta go to a quick break, Rand. Hold that thought, Rand. We gotta go to a break. Dear Blood River Radio family, hang on, we're gonna go to our break. We'll be right back.
Treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church, a congregation of God's covenant people. Informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
I believe that's my favorite break. My favorite is called commercial, whatever you call it, soundbite. It's the guerrilla general. I mean, it's telling the truth. It may be like a movie, Planet of the Apes. Maybe that the guerrilla general was from Planet of the Apes. But it's true. You know, we can sing song about laws, the Constitution. We got our Constitution. We got our Constitution. We can't arrest people in Florida. They can't pass all these laws down there because we got our Constitution. If you don't believe it, look at it. And when you know when Sonboy Bush said that he told the people. I know this may be a rabbit trail, but he told the people, Stop putting throwing the GD Constitution in my face. It's nothing but a GD piece of paper. And he was right. It's nothing but a piece of paper if we don't enforce it, if we the people don't enforce it. And it's worthless, man. But anyway, I got to shut up and go back to Rand. Was you? I forgot. I've lost track who was going to say something. Go ahead, Rand.
Well, it's just, you know, it's just ongoing, y'all. And let's just face it. The removal of our Father, of God, Jesus Christ, removal of him from every aspect of our the government, you know, took him out of school, can't play 4 football games. All of that is just the evidence of what happened. If you just take and look at our society and how it is now, and you can see what happens, just like the children of Israel in the Bible, they turn away and mess, like Eddie said, they messed up all the time. And, you know, he'd get them straightened out. Then they, you know, they'd be singing a sad song. He'd get, our Father get them straightened out. They'd get fat and happy and they'd mess up again. But we're a good, this country, when I say we, because I really don't consider myself an American. I really don't. I consider myself an Alabamian. But we just take this country for an example of what you do when you turn away from God. And when you turn every aspect of your society away from God, even the churches, like Eddie says, they ain't worth a fifth. They ain't worth, they useless as tits on a bull hog. Most of these churches, where's all the churches in Memphis what crying out for Eliza Fletcher? Where they at? What they having to say about
scared.
It?
You know what? Yeah, I got to chime in. We have a follower who listens to us from Arkansas, from Jonesboro, and he in his letter ran. You may remember I read his letter on the air. He said that the ministers in the church where he went to in Ark, where you did go to in Jonesboro. He said they won't even allow you to talk about this Cleota Henderson. He won't let me talk about that because they call it racism. You're racist if you talk about how this poor black. And I have people here in Memphis that talk about some friends of mine that it's really hard to stay friends with them. I'm telling you, they'll talk about, well, this Cleota Abstin Henderson, if he probably was abused himself when he was a kid coming up. Well, they all are. Hell, look at the violent society they grow up in. They treat their own damn kids worse as they do the criminal. I mean, I've been in, this is another rabbit trail. When I worked at St. Francis Hospital years ago, I was worked in the laboratory. I would always get picked to go to the store when the time it was like Thanksgiving or Christmas. I would have to go and buy the stuff that the women were going to set up for our Christmas dinner stuff. And invariably, they would make me go with this black woman, and she'd always have her. She didn't have any kids herself. She had her nieces and nephews. And I'm not kidding y'all. This is a side, but this illustrates their society. And they're all like this. Keep in mind, this was an educated black. She was a laboratory technician. And when we got ready to go in the store, she talked to her nephews and nieces like they were criminals in prison. I mean, she used, foul language. She said, she called them. I won't say what she said, but she said, if you go in there and act like a nigger, she used the N-word, wide open. She said, if you go in there and act like a nigger, I'm going to bust you wide open. And I was in there getting, I had my little list, and all of a sudden I heard this. I mean, this meat on meat. And she had knocked the crap out of this little nephew of hers. And they're so used to it, y'all. He didn't even flinch. I went over, looked, this is what the hell happened. And she told him, I told you to quit acting the fool like that. But they're violent. They grow up in a violence. And that's just the way they are. That's the way they are. I didn't mean to get you off of that. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nancy.
No, I would say, I use those excuses about, you know, being abused, this is that and the other. But on the other hand, all men are created equal.
Oh, yes.
You know, everybody's equal, you know.
Well, y'all, before we run out of time, we're always talking about solutions. I'm going to give a solution. I don't want to be misunderstood. If I was Vladimir Putin, if I was running the Soviet Union, and I think I told the general this, I think it's the height of stupidity to have your military forces in a meat grinder in like a Stalingrad situation. When, you know what? When you could so easily get around that. If I was Putin, and I know he's able to do it, I would make me a list. I know they have to know him. If we know him, they know him. I would make a list of all the people in the World Economic Forum, and the Bilderbergers, and Davos, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Federal Reserve, all the major banks, the leaders in government, the leaders in all the in the United States, Britain, you know, Paris, Germany, etc. I would make a list of the most prominent leaders in the world that are pushing this war, and I would have them assassinated. If I was Putin, if I was running the government in Putin in Russia, why fight? Why let your country go and get ground down in the meat grinder when it's just you've got white man fighting white man, and most of the Ukrainians are being forced to do that. Probably a lot of the Russians. It's just like Vietnam and Korea. It's never like Mr. Buddy said. The people that start war, the people that that instigate the wars, never participate in the war. The people that fight the wars never profit from the war. So I'll repeat that. Get a list. Get your George Soros's, your Bill Gates, all the heads of state, and eliminate them. I know they can do it. I know they have what they call Manchurian candidates. I know they have people that infiltrated our governments. They've infiltrated the government in Berlin, in London, in Paris. Why not? And how? I can't understand how this Volodymyr Zelensky in the Ukraine is still alive. You know, I don't know if y'all know this or not, but he's the star at the G7 summit in Tokyo. You know where? In Japan. And where they're having this big summit is in, I almost call it, well, all my life, we call it Hiroshima. Now it's Hiroshima. But they're having it right there. You're talking about lunacy. You have Japan, who's an ally with the United States. The United States of America is the only nation in the world that's used atomic weapons on another nation. They dropped atomic bombs, the United States, on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and wiped them out. When the war was over, the Japanese had been trying to surrender for 6 months. But yet,
that's right.
How do you figure that? The Japanese are sitting over there, oh, we're the best friends with the people that tried to exterminate us, and now we're going to join partners with the exterminators and try to exterminate some more good white people. So make your list, Putin. That's what you should do if you got an ounce of brain in your head. Well, that's what I would do. Anyway, if I, of course, I couldn't possibly do it. That's just rhetoric. You know, I couldn't do it. But anyway, go ahead, Nancy.
You couldn't blame them if they started pushing buttons. You know,
No. You
couldn't blame the Russians. Now, at this point, you couldn't blame them if they just started pushing buttons and launching rockets.
Well, I'm talking about assassins.
I know what you're talking about. But
people,
even
I'm saying what?
What
I'm telling you, the new United States did. We had a guy named Senator John DeCamp. He's dead now. He went to ROTC, and since he got the government paid for his education, became a lawyer. He went to Vietnam. He worked with William Colby, who was later became the head of the CIA. And they were running this thing called the Phoenix Program. And the United States government was assassinating leaders around the world, especially in the Southeast Asia, leaders that were suspect, that didn't go on, that did not want to go along with the United States. They were assassinating them. That's what the Phoenix Program was about. So I'm telling Putin, get on the ball, man. Get rid of these Christian ethics you have and do what it takes to save your people and start getting rid of these worthless bastards. Go ahead, Rand.
Right.
Well, we got to go to a break. We're coming up on a commercial break. Be right back, folks.
Across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden is leaving the G7 summit early to return to Washington to deal with the debt crisis. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is traveling with the president.
Part of the reason that he's returning home tomorrow, rather than continuing with the rest of the trip, is so that he can help lead the effort to bring it home.
Sullivan says the other G7 leaders are aware and keenly interested in the debt ceiling issue, but they're not alarmed by the president's early exit. Ukrainian President Zelensky is set to meet with President Biden at the G7 summit. Zelensky held talks with several other G7 leaders after arriving today. He is expected to address the gathering after a one-on-one meeting with Biden on Sunday. Follows the decision to let Ukrainian forces use American-made F-16 fighter jets. However, the Kremlin is not happy with the prospect of Western countries sending F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine. Accused Pentagon leaker Jack Teixeira will remain behind bars while he awaits trial. A federal judge in Massachusetts ordered the 21-year-old Air National Guardsman to be held without bail. Prosecutors argued Teixeira is a flight risk, while defense attorneys had asked that he be released and allowed to stay at his father's home. The list of Republican candidates for president is getting longer.
After launching a presidential exploratory committee last month, Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina has filed a run for president in 2024.
I will never back down in defense of the conservative values that make America exceptional.
Scott is expected to make an official announcement on Monday. The GOP field includes former President Donald Trump, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, and former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson. I'm Jeremy Scott.
All eyes in the horse racing world are on Pimlico Racetrack in Baltimore today for the 148th running of the Preakness Stakes. Eight horses are running in the second leg of horse racing's Triple Crown. That race is expected to begin around 6:50 Eastern Time. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone-boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321-321. That's PRIDE to 321-321.
Let me tell you something, boy. If I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Dear Blood River Radio audience, we have a surprise for you. It's a big surprise for me. We're bringing a fellow on. I rode to Charlottesville with him. It was me, Rich Hamlin, Simon Roach, Gene, the Bitter Ender Andrews, and Matt Goodwin. That's, I think I'd met him before, but we cemented a relationship. We rode to Charlottesville together. We left Cookeville, Tennessee on the 11th of August of 2017, and we've become fast friends. And he was one of the original people with Blood River Radio. And I'll tell you, if it weren't for Matt and Jacob Tyler and Lee Cochran, there would be no Blood River Radio. He chipped in a hell of a lot of money and a lot of time. But anyway, Matt, how are you doing tonight, my younger brother?
I'm doing very well. It's a privilege to be back on the show, and I have loved listening to the past couple hours. Just a lot of truth is coming out of this station. It's been a privilege to know that I was a part of it early on. I loved it, and I wouldn't change that for anything. I don't care what any SPLC or ADL newspaper report says. It's a feather in my hat, a badge of honor. I love it, and thank you for having me on.
Well, you know, Matt, I'm true, and you know, without you, there would be no Blood River Radio. Lee Cochran used to he financed quite a bit, And wait, Jacob Tyler, he couldn't contribute money like we did. But without Jacob Tyler, there would have been no website. And he was just an amateur like all of us. I mean, we went through hell. We always had to fight all these weird noises on the radio. It was really tough getting it started. And none of us ever had any radio experience. It was like the blind leading the blind, but somehow we made it. But yeah, Matt, I'm a loyal guy. Matt's loyal. And, you know, without Matt, this is this guy you're talking, you're listening to people, Matt Goodwin. Without Matt Goodwin, there would be no Blood River Radio. We couldn't have made it without him. He contributed a hell of a lot of money. And not only, I mean, he's in support in his time. But I wanted to tell you that, Matt.
Well, Eddie, thank you so much. But the privilege, honestly, is having a friend like you. I mean, I know you have submitted your whole life to this one focused cause of destroying these Chosenite overlords over us. And I know, I thank you for all you've sacrificed your whole life. I could go on and on about that. But my privilege is knowing people like you and Gene. And the other gentleman that we went to Charlottesville with, you named. So, anyway, thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. And we need to get you to do a project or something because you're already really good at that. If you get tired, I know your schedule. Matt is a young man. He's married. He has a child. How old is your child now, Matt? Is he 18 months, 2 years?
She's 14 months. Yeah, she's 14 months, and she's the apple of my eye.
I'll tell you, Matt's and you know what you so sacrificed too. Matt lost his first job when he went to they employed him, y'all. When they found out he went to Charlottesville, they axed him, gave him the axe. Matt's paid the price up close and personal. He really has. He's really sacrificed. But Matt, I'm gonna tell you flat out, brother, I love you, little brother. You're young enough to be my son, but I consider you a brother in arms. I went into combat with you at Charlottesville, and I love you, brother. I really do. And I want to honor you in the air.
I'd go back again. Oh, I'd go back again in a heartbeat.
In fact, one of the few times Sam Bushman ever got onto us is when we were talking about how we were going to go up there and dismantle that prison up in Charlottesville. But anyway, and we described how we were going to do it with ropes and hooks and all kind of crap. But listen, God bless you, Matt. Go ahead, son.
I just want to say hello. I just want to say hello to Matt. Hey, Matt, it's Rain Owens.
Hey, Rain. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. And I just wanted to, you know, the first time I was ever on any kind of radio airwave was with you and Eddie. Y'all were broadcasting from Montgomery Bell. And it's been several years
yes,
back.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Remember, I couldn't forget, in fact, that was a special time. We did one of the times that we were all together, me, Eddie, Lee, and Jacob, some of the earliest founders of the show. And we had, 2 days to get out as much information as we could about white genocide and all the plight of the South Africans. Then we had, I think at that time, Simon Rush was in town. So,
yes,
that was a very special time.
Blood River Radio, to this day, that's one of the greatest of things. One of the things I'm most proud of. We did 7 hours of radio that day. We did 2 hours of Sam. We broadcast Sam's show. Sam broadcast his show, from 8 to 10 a.m. that morning, a Saturday morning. And then Blood River came on from 4 to 6. That's when we were just 2 hours from 4 to 6. And we took care of James Edwards' show from 6 until 9. We were James was in Memphis. We were me and our crew. And, you know, Matt and Lee Cochran, they did 90% of the broadcast. I spent all my time trying to run these guests down, especially the intellectuals like Thomas Sunick. I love him to death. But, my God, you tell him, hey, we ran 50 people through his guests. I know I got off track. But I'm famous for doing that. But anyway, because this is totally unscripted calling you, Matt. I felt it in my heart I had to do it.
You know what else was special about Montgomery Bell? Let me tell you what else was special is people who have been in this broadcast, this type of broadcasting for many years, people who had already had reputable radio stations or whatever were coming up to our booth there and trying to get on our airwaves. And we allowed
sure
them
did.
To. I mean, we gave them all an opportunity, so it was a beautiful time.
It most certainly was.
It was a good day.
You were very hard above it. You'll always be hard of me. You'll always, as far as I'm concerned, you'll always be a part of Blood River. God bless you. And I miss Lee so much, Lee Cochran. I'm a sentimental. I got a lot of people don't know. I'm such a sentimental guy. And I love people. I get attached to them. And it just can't hardly let him go. But me and Matt got something. I think Matt's going to arrive. It's going to be probably me, Matt, and Gene. Probably going to go up to South Carolina probably in July. We got to work that out. But I've called Matt just today. He says he's going to try to get off, and I hope he does, because we'll sure have a howl time. And I think Rand's going to come. And I'll tell you what, you come, Matt, and you and Rand, y'all can do most of the stuff. Y'all can do most of the broadcasting. And I'll just hobnob with the people and try to advertise our radio program. But I want you to say hello. Hey, Nancy, you still there, aren't you, dear?
Yeah, I'm listening. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Nancy. You do excellent work on this radio program. Thank you for all you do.
Well, thank you for starting this program.
I picked him out. Not saying I'm the big guru, but I was with Matt in 2 days, and I knew we were getting this radio program. I knew right then. I said, that man, I still remember what I told him. I said, I want you to be a part of our show. I said, you have all the intangibles. None of us, we were all green. We had zero talent. We'd never done this before. But Matt had all the intangibles I recognized as a quality human being, a quality man, a good white Christian man. He is a Christian. Well, Matt, God bless you, brother. I'll be contacting you again soon, and I'm hoping and praying we can go up there to South Carolina. I really wasn't that crazy about going, but if it can get you to go and Rand to go and Gene, I know we'll have a good time. Maybe we'll do some good work. Maybe we can convert some of these peaks up there that are still hanging on to. Like, I know Nancy. Hey, by the way, I see where Handsome Truth just tried to call. We'll try to get Handsome Truth in the last segment.
Oh,
he just
good.
Tried to call. I told him what number to call.
Good.
Anyway, Matt, God bless you, brother. I'll let you go. I want Nancy and Rand can take up the reins here. I'm gonna see if I can get in touch with Handsome Truth. I just missed his phone call, but God bless you.
All right.
Hey, hug.
God bless you. And
tell
rush the Bubba gates Gale. Of hell, y'all.
Tell a Bubba Gale. I'll call her name's Abigail. I always call her a Bubba Gale. Tell a Bubba Gale. Papa loves her, and I'll see y'all soon. Hopefully.
All right. See y'all.
Bye bye, little brother.
Okay. Good speaking, Matt. Bye, Matt.
Hey, Nancy, you and Rand, go ahead and take up on myself. I'm gonna see if I can get Handsome Truth here. I just missed his phone call. Y'all go ahead and take over the wheel.
Okay, I just wanted to mention these New York City being a sanctuary city. From the New York Post, it says that the border crossings in 2022, what they call the migrant encounters, was 2.4 million. And in 2021, it was 1.7 million. So New York is crying. They're crying foul. They're saying it cost them $1.7 billion this year for shelter and other things that they do for these aliens. And the two-year, what they're calling the two-year total, came to $4 billion. And I hear the music. So we'll be back.
Fighting for the soul of liberty and true pursuit of happiness for everyone. Freedom Fest 2023 is coming to the home of the blues and birthplace of rock and roll, Memphis, Tennessee, July 12th through 15th. It's the ultimate summit for liberty, educating and empowering through art, music, film, and comedy, while promoting economic freedom and highlighting today's political issues. Use promo code ROUND50 to save $50 off the current rate. Reserve your spot at freedomfest.com. See you in Memphis.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the Lion of Judah, the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare the lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
Morning. Smells like victory. Some folks are born
made to wave the flag. Here, Blood River Radio family. I tell you what, there's some people do some strange things out there. We tried to, the Handsome Truth guy to call me while we were in the air. I went right back to try to get in contact. I won't answer his phone. So if the Handsome Truth's listening, call. I gave you the number. Call in, brother. We'd really like to have you call in to tell us about that law down there in Florida. This is like Rand said again, this is super live. This isn't just live radio. This is live, surreal radio. Anyway, that was such a delight to have talked to a man on the air. That takes me back a long time. Once you bond with somebody like that, especially going to places like Charlottesville, you never get over that. But Matt's a really good guy. And I know I've said it 100 times, but it's still true. Without Matt Goodwin, there'd be no Blood River Radio. Without Lee Cochran, no Blood River Radio. Without Jacob Tyler, no Blood River Radio. It takes a bunch of people, folks, because I sure didn't have all the money. I had zero expertise, but we did it. We did it. We're still here going on 5 years. But anyway,
I think it's, hey, Eddie, I'd say real quick, I think it says a lot about you, brother, to bring them up and to kind of, honor them and tell the story,
right,
and just
right.
Showing your appreciation and keeping them in the loop as part of Blood River Radio, because I'm sure they're still with us at heart,
I know they are, and people out there, they know me. You can tell by the way I speak. I'm not a Rhodes Scholar. I didn't graduate from Oxford with a degree in English and literature.
Right.
I do have a BSN in nursing, but I'm just a regular old guy. And I know, Rand knows, Nancy knows, Monica knows, Gene knows, our audience knows, I could not do this by myself. This is a team effort. It really is. We're people with, we have meager resources, a very small number of people that will support us. There's a damn few people will come out and even use their name. But it's the people like us, the people like Rand, the people like Monica and Nancy and Gene and Matt, that's the people that make this is, I don't want to sound like a communist or like we're living in a commune, but it's a group effort. I'm really proud of the people I associate with because y'all lift me up. And with that, not to get too teary-eyed, because when I talk to Matt, I tell you, I'm starting to get teary-eyed. I remember we've had a lot of good days with that young man.
I'd like to chime in and just say, Eddie, just the little part that you allow me to be involved with on Blood River Radio, I've often thought of what it takes to coordinate every Saturday, especially since you added the other hour, and having, good guests and people on here that people want to hear, which I'm probably on the end of the list of that, but that's okay too. But anyway, I just want everybody out there to realize what kind of effort that you have to put into it, and that you even do it on the air. You'll be on the phone or texting or emailing, trying to get somebody connected or whatever, even on the air. But anyway, I just I ain't trying to sugar you up too big, but I do mean that when I say that. You like Matt said, your whole heart's in it, brother, and you should be commended for that.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I totally agree, Rand. Yeah, I totally agree.
Well, thank y'all very much. It wasn't always like this. Like I was telling Brenda, and I probably told y'all, I think it was last week when we had so much trouble. If that had happened the first 6 months, I would have told Sam was still running the whole thing then. I said, Sam, just take us to music. I couldn't have done it. But you just don't. It's just like running marathons. You just don't get up in the morning and say, "Hey, I'm going to run a marathon." It takes incredible amount of work. Anybody can do it that does it and work. If you work hard enough and your heart's in it and you want it bad enough, you learn it and you learn to just get more relaxed. I'm a naturally high-strung person, kind of, nervous type speak because I'm always trying to get. Radio time is so precious. We only have 3 hours. And I'm always trying to get like 5 quarts in a 4-quart bottle. I'm trying to get more and more and more. So I guess I should slow down my speech. But anyway, I guess just before I end the sentimental stuff, you two people and all the people come on this program, you two, Gene, Monica, I just feel really blood related to y'all. We're just in a family. I just like I do with Matt. I really do, and I wanted to bring him on, and that was totally unscripted. I just had to do it.
I think I think that the guest aside, as far as us five, when you hear us most of the time, it's just like you would be sitting out on your porch in the evening, having your favorite cold beverage or soft drink or whatever, just sitting around talking about what's going on around us. I mean, that's what we do here,
No doubt. That's absolutely. And I know this is, like, and once again, before I leave that sentimental stuff, I just all of a sudden, I've been thinking about Matt a lot. I talked to him today. All of a sudden, I just had to do it. Call me compulsive, but I just had to, I felt in my heart, I had to talk to Matt. But, you mentioned Rick Wiles earlier today, and I listened to his program a lot, and he'll be going great guns. Then he falls down, and I want you, either Nancy or Rand, or somebody can call in and let me know, how on earth can someone with the obvious intelligence of Rick Wiles and Doc Burkhart, how can they go on and on and on and talk about what the Jews are doing in the Ukraine, what they did in the Holodomor, like we said, like the general brought up back in the 30s, when the Soviets, the Soviet Jews, the NKGB, the Cheka, back in there, it was called the Cheka in those days, kill 6 million is a low-ball figure. I've heard as high as 11 to 12 million. The women were actually eating their children. They had turned to cannibalism. They killed upwards of, Alexander Solzhenitsyn said, 66 million white people in Russia. And these were Jews. They were Jew communists that ran the communist. How on earth can you say, somebody like Rick Wiles, say that Nazis are running Ukraine? And he says, Putin is saying that they're fighting against Nazis. I ask you this, people. Get you a Nazi flag, a National Socialist flag, and go by and pick out your favorite Jewish temple, synagogue, and walk by there with this Nazi flag and see what happens. That's like saying that the rabbi is the chief Ku Klux Klan Grand Reagan. How you know damn well there's no Nazis there. They're damn communist Jews. Jews are not Nazis, Rick Weil. Listen to me. Jews are not Nazis. Maybe I speak too fast for him. They're stinking communists. They're Bolshevik, Satanists, communists, Jews. They're not Nazis. Hell no. I mean, I don't get that. And another thing, dude, I know they listen to our show. Believe it or not, they listen to our show because they've repeated word for word stuff we said on this program. We listen to theirs, they listen to ours. But I don't understand that. And they talk about the South and Confederacy like we're the children of Satan. I don't understand. What's your take on that, Rand?
I mean, I agree with you. I've seen it too, but they do say a lot that nobody else is willing to say.
True.
you know. So, you know, you got to kind of give them credit as far as it goes. But you're right. They exactly what you said is right. You know, they do kind of look down the noses at Southerners.
Yes, they do.
But they, that last program at the end, I mean, they got it right about all the transgender homosexuality and Putin fighting against that and standing against that. And so in my opinion, they got it right on that part. They got it right on Ukraine as far as being in favor of Putin. And because they went on to talk about that so-called puppet actor, porno actor. And that's another thing, man. You look at what that dude was doing.
I know.
Prior to being paraded through the damn White House like a damn king or some kind of damn Saudi prince or something, you know. And then what he was doing prior to that with his real vulgar comedy. I mean, I've heard some things that I haven't.
Hey, Rich.
I haven't seen it.
Let me interrupt you just for a second there, Rand. Let me interrupt you just for a second. Hey, Rich, one of our brothers, I know you know Rich Hamblin all too well. He says, he answered my question. He said the same reason that Wilds loves Lincoln and hates the South. He said it's called limited hangout. I wanted to get that in. Rich is one of our brothers, one of our dear brothers who went to Charlottesville with us. But before, not to cut you off too much, we're out of time. I'm going to ask Nancy, and Rich can also text the answer. Nancy, why is it, and talking about Rich Wilds, Rich says, he says, ultimately, I think the money is CIA. He may be right, because they mix, it's like putting, I heard one guy say, you got this, you go to the wedding, you got, you know, a 10-gallon punch bowl full of the best punch champagne, you know, $500 bottle of champagne, but it's got this one little bitty rat turd in it about the size of a walnut. I mean, you still, you know, you got that rat turd in that champagne. You mix a little bit of lies with the truth. Now, I'm going to ask you, Nancy, and this is totally unscripted, leaving Rich Wilds, he's 80% on target, but then he runs it off a cliff. Why is Alex Jones, he'll never mention the Jew? He came close the other day talking about Israel, but it's always the globalist, the globalist, the globalist. If I hear the word globalist one more time, I'll puke. Nancy, why would he not name the Jew? It's probably a rhetorical question. Why does Alex Jones...
Am I wrong in saying that his wife is Jewish?
Could be. I don't know. But
that's what I have heard, question. But I don't know. I don't listen to either one of them. I don't. You know, I in the past I've listened to Alex Jones. I never listened to Rick White, Rick Wilds. I just, you know, it's not someone I listen to. No, and that Alex Jones' his wife is Jewish. I may be, you know, that's what I've heard. I don't know.
Is he Jew? I mean, is it possible? I mean, it's so
possibly,
crazy. The world's so crazy because it makes no sense. You got a multimillion-dollar radio show like that, right? And his is his show, because if you notice, he never puts forth solutions like we do. Neither does Rick Wilds.
You know, Eddie, one of the things, you know, this was a kind of the way that I looked at this idea of calling Jews Nazis. It goes back to the Second World War and the Russians fighting the Nazis. So that's
well, you know,
their enemy, I guess.
We've gone completely out of time, run completely out of time, y'all. Well, God bless y'all. Thank you, Sister Nancy and Brother Rand. Thank you, little Lizzie, Miss Teenage America, for running the board so flawlessly. Thank you, General. I have to call the General, see what happened. Thank you, Blood River Radio family. Next week, the 27th, Bitter Ender will be back with Valerie Protopapas, and they're going to talk about the real causes behind the Civil War. Be right. Good night, everybody.